I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting here with Erica Ramirez.
Hi.
And Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
And we've got some sad news here.
This is the saddest.
So weird.
It is weird.
Saddest Must Hear Music I've ever been part of.
So
the music selection is actually really like upbeat.
We should have picked all heartbreak songs.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do a throwback track if someone's got a weeper they want to bring up.
Okay.
Yeah, James, you should do
no,
that.
No, it has to be you. It has to be you. Joe, explain why we're so sad.
So yeah, the reason that we're sad. So Erica, who was on the original Must Hear Music pod, the debut episode,
wow.
The pilot, and has been on the majority of them when a Beyonce diet didn't sideline her. She is leaving Billboard, and she is going... Can I say where you're going?
Yeah, of course.
She's going to Rookie as culture editor. Is that right? Am I getting this right?
Yes, you are
so
correct.
Good. So
the Rookie of the Year.
We're not just losing her at the podcast.
Okay, have you been waiting to say that? I'm going to miss that. Guys. Yes. I will be, after 4 years and some couple months, this is my... second to last podcast, my last appearance on the Must Hear Music podcast, unless you have me back, in which I don't think you will, because I
special guest.
You know,
I mean,
I'm actually leave it to me to actually start listening to the songs that you guys suggest on my final days.
Wow,
so you know,
pretty impressive.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, it's been a good time. I don't know. This is weird.
Well, you've got a juice left coming up. So.
I do have a juice podcast
for anyone
episode left.
Who's already broken down in tears, there's one more Erica podcast on the juice. And I'm not going to give much away, but let's just say there'll be some surprises.
Yeah. Oh.
I will give something away and say there will be no surprises on this podcast.
Well, yeah, that's probably true.
You better not start having surprises when I leave, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, unless like a fire alarm goes off right now, I don't think there's going to be anything surprising. So you might as well just stop listening right now. So that's it. That's the end of our podcast. All right. Show must go on.
Yes.
Let's look at this is that's a I think Drake wrote that phrase, didn't he?
Yeah. Or Adele.
Or
yeah.
Did he write
that? Oh, well. Shit, it's Quentin Miller who wrote it.
Okay, I'm going to try to make this like the best. No, I'm not. Actually.
It already is. It already is.
Anyways, all right, well, we're going to start with one of your picks, also because it ties into Billboard's Hot 100 Festival, which just happened this last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And was, well, Erica wasn't there because Erica's
there.
Not a team player, but Jason and all I were.
All right. So I had like a migraine
sour
weekend.
Grapes.
Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, so yeah. So the first song is The Weeknd, Tell Your Friends. But yes. And The Weeknd just headlined the Saturday at Billboard's Hot 100 Fest, which was in Jones Beach, New York. In case you've never been, the stage is surrounded on three sides by water. It's very beautiful and scenic. The Weeknd was fantastic. Covered Beyonce's Drunken Love.
Did you guys cry?
No.
Okay.
I cried when Bieber came out. I was like, he's so swaggy.
Oh, shut up.
But yeah, no, The Weeknd was great. He was awesome.
I think it might have been my favorite performance.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you
think? We had it number one on our top performances list.
That's true. Well, I was just wondering if that was the list speaking.
Someone didn't read the story.
I did read the I did read it.
I think it was probably my favorite performance. It's funny because I was running around so much this weekend that I actually saw a lot fewer performances than I wanted to. But it was a really good weekend. Really good weekend.
Hey.
I also shout out to Jason Derulo, who was amazing.
So good. I know. I don't want to say surprising, but surprisingly good live.
Yeah, pleasant surprise for sure. But anyway, back to the weekend.
Yeah. So the weekend. So tell your friends, Erica. Why don't you
tell your friends?
Tell your friends.
I thought that's what you were saying. That I was like, I guess.
Tell your friends in podcast.
I really, really like this song. After I heard it for the first time, it reminded me of Kanye West's White Dress, which is on what's the name of the movie Man with an Iron Fist?
The soundtrack. Yeah.
Yes.
The RZA movie.
Yes. It just has, and it makes sense because Tell Your Friends is produced by Kanye West. I feel like that makes sense once you hear the song. I don't know. I like how Weekend is on this song as far as lyrically. And, you know, I love the production. The lyrics are very honest, very Weekend-like. I was a little nervous hearing Can't Feel My Face, how dark the Weekend could still be while still being, like, on top of the charts. And this kind of made me feel like he still hasn't really lost himself. And if you see the video, there's a part where he's kind of like burying himself, so I guess that's to say that he's still his old self, very deep.
Oh, Abel.
But yeah, I mean, I like that you still get an old Weekend as far as lyrically, and then like this somewhat new sound from him on this song. So yeah, it's probably one of my favorite songs out right now.
Wow. Well, I will go against the grain. I know.
You had to. last episode, podcast, and you had to, didn't you?
It's a juicy debate, some would say.
Okay.
So I really like the production of this song. I agree with you. It does sound like White Dress. I also thought My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, like some of the more orchestral productions on that. But I don't like the lyrics of this in the same way that you don't like it. Like Can't Feel My Face, I think, is a very well written song. It's abstract, but also in a way that people can relate to in terms of being part of a toxic relationship. This one, it's like,
is it too literal?
Yeah, it's very much like he's shouting out his exo cohorts and he's talking about girls getting the D and bragging to their friends. It's just like, it's just
but
gross.
That's very,
and
like,
it's very
Weekend.
Yeah.
When he first came out. And
I mean, he is, very like dirty, explicit.
Very much so, yes.
I feel like you can be explicit, but also do so in a thoughtful way. And I don't think he does so here.
You do have a point that maybe like some cannot relate to this. Which
it's not even about being it's not even about being relatable to me. It's just about like, I don't want to listen. I just don't want to listen to like him tell these stories. And I feel like he was, and I love House of Balloons. I love his first mixtape. I thought that it set a very specific scene and created a character that was really compelling for all of his flaws and all of his horribleness. But I feel like he's moved beyond that, and I feel like this is a little bit of a regression, not in terms of the music but in terms of the lyrics, and I'm just not interested in it.
Someone I was texting with someone, they said how they thought that the Weeknd would have more things to talk about and not necessarily sound the same as he did when on House of Balloons. And it took me back to the New York Times article. And he was saying, not New York Times, sorry, Rolling Stone article at the end where he said that he likes his darkness, and I don't think that maybe he has like traveled the world and seen new things, but I feel like he likes that darkness a little too much to not like kind of live in it when he writes these songs. So I guess a part of me liked the fact that it did remind me of House of Balloons, but I agree with you also.
Yeah, no, I, you know, it's just not for me lyrically. Anyway,
whatever.
I think I'm definitely gonna side with Erica on this one.
Yay, I win.
Yeah, two against one. No, I think, I mean, I guess lyrically I wasn't even thinking about it as much. I just really like what the music is doing here. Like, it really reminds me of 70s album rock. And the fact that in the video you get a snippet of a second song, which is also very similar to, like, kind of like expansive 70s albums where you would have like one track but multiple songs. It even reminds me a little bit of like Todd Rundgren, which is weird. But yeah, and I think that like that sort of sound has like is having a renewed moment right now, especially with the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack being like a consistent seller for like 2 years practically. It's shown that like people still like dig that, or maybe thirsting for kind of sounds that I guess for teenagers, you know, they might not be familiar with yet, but are like becoming familiar with. So kind of like the throwback vibe to this, a little more rock oriented, was very interesting to me. So but yeah, lyrics, I mean, he's dirty. I'm fine with that. I mean, it's not like my favorite thing, but I can live with it. So yeah, so let's listen to it. Billboard Hot 100 headliner, The Weeknd. The song is Tell Your Friends. See how I roll, I get on the road. Go tell your friends about it. Go tell your friends about it. With the hair singing about popping pills, fucking bitches, living life so true. Last year I did all the politic. This year I'ma focus on the vision. I think these all right, that was The Weeknd, Tell Your Friends. Next up, this is one of my picks. This is new Nick Jonas track called Levels.
Our producer, Jennifer,
is raising the roof.
Is this like the first song you ever knew that we've talked about?
So yeah, Nick Joe has a new track out.
Nick Joe.
Levels. It's.
I thought you were gonna explain why you call him Nick Joe.
No, I don't want to go any further with that. I really like this. I can't say it's so okay. So if anyone hasn't listened to it, you should definitely check it out. It's maybe a change in direction for him slightly, but certainly a sound we've heard others do before. This is him kind of switching gears from the PBR&B of like Chains and Jealous to a more like electronic leaning thing, kind of Disclosure-y. Like, this is more, I don't want to say like EDM, but it's definitely influenced by like listening to people who are more about the boards than like the instruments.
Yeah.
And I think it works really well. I don't know if I would want a full Nick Jonas album like this, but I dig the song a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it sounds like Nick Jonas's instructions were like, make more songs that sound like Jealous. And that's great. Like, he should do that. And I think that the kind of he is towing the line between R&B and pop, but also leaning more toward pop music and less on kind of like a slow jam. This is very much like dance floor stuff, and it's great. It's not on the same level as Jealous, as like an earworm and something you can listen to over and over and over, but it's more goodness for Nick.
I think that's why I don't like it, though, is the fact that I don't want to hear it over and over again. Like, yeah. Joe, you made the point of, like, you don't know if you could do, like, an entire album of this. Mm-hmm. Like, I agree. I don't know if I can, like, listen to an entire album of this type of sound. And then it goes against my claim that, like, Nick Jonas is, like, a low-key R&B god. And now I can't say that. But, I mean, I like it. I just don't know if, like, I want more of it.
Yeah, I'll be very curious to see how this does. I mean, because both Jealous and Chains were kind of like slow burners on the charts that worked their way into the top 20. And this, I can't imagine this in the top 20, but I also am wrong about these things.
But like, do you find yourself, like, I found myself singing Jealous and Chains, like, without hearing it. Like, I don't find myself doing that. Yeah, with Levels. That's the only thing.
Yeah, maybe more of a dance hit than anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, he's also probably trying to expand his range a little bit. I mean, he can't just do the same thing over and over.
Fine.
Nick Jonas is kind of like the David Bowie of our generation, a stylistic chameleon. from boy band.
Get out of here. Leave your own podcast, Joe.
Oh, man.
That was tough. What was the band he was with, Nick Jonas, and the administration? Okay.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm still gunning for that the reunion
album. I know, man. It's not going to happen. The administration has ended.
Administration's over. All right. But let's listen to this one. So we got Nick Jonas, Levels. Let's listen to it. I'm gonna go up where they all couldn't go. Hey. Up a floor, up a floor, up a floor. Oh, I know we can get higher. There's levels to your love. Yeah, there's levels to your love. And I know we can get higher. All right, that was Nick Joe. Now we got JoJo.
Woo.
Oh, JoJo. So
this is a Jason pick called Save My Soul. This is a third of the Tringle, the Holy Tringle.
The Holy JoJo Tringle. So, yeah.
You're excited.
So, for those who don't know, very quick backstory, JoJo is an R&B singer. You might know her from the mid-2000s hits Leave, Get Out, which is a great song, and so Too Little, Too Late, another great song. After she released her second album in 2006, she was basically caught in label hell for about 7 years. She tried to get off of Blackground Records and was unable to do so for many, many years. Finally did so at the end of 2013, I think, maybe beginning of 2014, somewhere around there, and has been working on new music over the past year and a half to finally come back 9 years later. This is she released a trio of singles, a.k.a. a tringle, last Friday, and best one of these.
Have you been practicing that, both of you?
No, it's they've called it a tringle.
Oh, that's what they're advertising. Like, yeah. Yeah.
No, it's we didn't link up ahead of time. Hey, Joe, you know we should call it on the podcast.
I mean,
call it a trio. Let's call it a tringle.
Oh yeah,
really throw air.
Could you not see that happening though? Exactly.
Like, I mean,
I could see.
Yeah,
that
it's probably true. We are goofy like that. No, but the best of the three songs is called "Save My Soul." It's sort of repositioning JoJo as like a house diva in a way that I really appreciate. I think that this is sort of the direction that she should go in, that she is going in. And I just think that, I don't know, in the same way that it also kind of reminds me of what Dawn Richard was doing with Blackheart earlier this year. And just this is more pop oriented, but in the same way that this is very emotional, very vocal focused. And I think that everything kind of comes together in a way that I really enjoy. So JoJo back. That's what I have to say.
If you had to say it in two words, it would be JoJo back.
JoJo back, yeah. Of course.
Erica, what do you, aside from you're cradling your head in your hands right now.
No, I mean, I'm a huge fan of JoJo. I like the song for most of the reasons that Jason mentioned, most importantly because like you could really just hear how great her voice is.
Great voice, yeah.
And you know, we haven't heard so much from her for obvious label reasons, and yeah, I mean, it does kind of make sense to compare her to like Dawn's like sound makeover, pretty much what happened with her. She kind of started exploring more of a dance like pop sound, and I see JoJo kind of going somewhat that route. I can't remember the name of the like EP that she dropped last year. Was it last year?
It was like 2012, Agape.
Yes. And that was like a little bit more R&B pop feels. So, and this kind of goes a different direction, but it like, it works for her. So I'm really excited. Like, I think that this is like a great way to like reintroduce herself pretty much. Joe.
I like this. I like her voice. It's impressive. I'm pretty convinced by the performance. It seems heartfelt. But I just feel for like her, this is what they're positioning as like her big like she's back. Like now she's making music. This is the start of the second chapter. Like it's just not grabbing. I just think the song isn't solid enough. And I think the fact that they released three at the same time, like, indicates that they maybe knew that they weren't strong. It was kind of this, like, this, let's just throw them at the wall and hope one of them sticks.
Well, it's approach. Funny. It's funny because Pop Justice did this whole, like, convoluted thing in a very, like, sarcastic way about how the Tringle is just a three-song EP. They were like, there's literally no difference than releasing a three-song EP.
I was actually going to say that. Like, this to me feels like it is not going to be a part of an album. Like, it just feels like its own project. Like, no shots, but I feel like it would probably be better as its own little thing. Because it's not like I don't know, it's not that addicting, per se. So, I think it's a great song, but I don't see it being, like, a hit. Shots fired?
I don't think,
you can fire as many shots as you want. This is your last podcast.
You're right.
I think
never be held accountable.
I don't think JoJo is going to have some sort of commercial renaissance where it's like, you know, she's the type of artist that is going to have that comeback because it's just so rare and because I don't think she's going to make the music that allows her to do so. But I think that's okay. I think that she'll be like an R&B leaning Carly Rae Jepsen where she just has like all the pop nerds super excited about her and sells out, you know, Bowery Ballroom in New York. And then like, but she won't get like bigger than that. I hope she does because I think her music's super solid, but I just don't think she'll have that kind of commercial power anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think like I wrote, don't be sad. Yet. It's okay. I mean, she's back. I wrote last or must be a couple years ago. And I remember our editors laughed at me for writing about this, but I
another 1800 word essay.
It was another insanely long essay on JoJo. But I said that like her best case scenario is something like Robin, where it's like you just go like Robin was a teenage pop star, went away for a while, just kind of toiled in like the indie pop world and then remade herself slowly, slowly, slowly as this kind of arena artist. I think JoJo is probably a little bit too entrenched in R&B to do that. But if she sticks to the pop lane, you never know.
I think that's a good... I like that career advice, but I do think that Robin was also aided by some very good singles, which could still be forthcoming from JoJo. I mean, this is just kind of the start.
Like
this doesn't feel like the big explosion. Yeah,
but I mean, she's talented, so it's not like that she doesn't. I think she has it in her. But
cool.
All right, well let's listen. You guys listen and tell us what you think of it. If you want to tweet in. Any JoJo fans out there, feel free to just tear into me for not loving this as much as I should.
You're just going to tell Joe to leave or to get out.
All right.
Are you doing this on purpose? Because it's my last.
I'm doing it all for you.
All right. So this is JoJo, Save My Soul, One Third of the Holy Tringle. I'm off to the candle, it's me to you. I was never this fragile, I'm consumed. I'm covered in shrapnel. All right, that was the new JoJo, and next up, let's do Carrie Underwood. So, country queen Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
New song called Smoke Break. So, as anyone's probably listened to more than a few episodes of the podcast knows, I'm not a huge country person.
I thought you were going to say something about Carrie Underwood, and I was like, Do fans of the podcast know your stance on Carrie Underwood?
No.
I guess,
no.
Yeah.
Used to us.
But when I tend to listen to country, I tend to gravitate towards female country singer-songwriters. I have a Dolly Parton box set in addition to numerous albums. Love Loretta Lynn. Even the recent stuff, like when I was growing up, I gravitated towards Shania and Leanne Rimes back when she was country. And now these days I tend to listen to the female singer-songwriters too. So Carrie Underwood is like, I would say, you know, she's from the idol camp. She's like the poppiest of the country females right now. Maybe not, I guess. Like I can't speak to a definitive country knowledge, but I'm going to say she's up there. So she's got a new song called Smoke Break. It's very anthemic, but I love the perspective, which, like so much country music, is like super working class. It's about her doing things like smoking and drinking when she needs just a relief from how exhausting life can be. And even though she knows smoking is bad and you shouldn't drink, sometimes you just need these vices to get by. And I think that's just kind of it's a nice little perspective that it's just kind of, it's like country. It's a mini story within this one song. Basically, you get a slice of this person's life, this character's life. I don't know how true it is for Carrie Underwood. I feel like she doesn't smoke at all. So I feel like this is just like kind of her singing a character, but I'm digging it. I don't know. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I don't think there's much nuance in the lyrics, but it's nice to hear. She has such vocal power and she has such a presence that it's just nice to have her back. I mean, did we talk about Something in the Water on the show?
I think we did. I think that was when Katie was
awesome.
Guesting.
And
yeah.
I don't think this reaches that height, but I think the lyrics again are just a little bit like, you know, they're all about like she was working to feed her kids and it was a long day and
but
she needed
good.
A
I mean,
cigarette.
It's still good
the
to,
guy,
to
like,
hear
guy
like
worked
that.
For years.
Like that.
It's very cliche. But in a way that is it's not unlikable, but I don't think this is like you think about like Before He Cheats. And the thing about that song is that the strength of it is her vocal power and the lyrics. Like the lyrics, you get this image of digging the key into the side of the car and you just of that anger and revenge.
And we've all been there.
We've all been there. Erica, preach. I think that this is sort of like she's trying to grab it too much in a too short time frame where it's like, yeah, let's throw these stories together of like American hardship and long days and how everyone needs a break from reality. Like I get it, but it's just not, needs more detail to me.
It's not convincing.
Yeah.
Like at least that was not, I mean, I heard it and I was like, I feel you, girl, but not really. Like it's just,
wow.
No, it just feels like it was a, you shouldn't make this type of a song type of like, there was a request for that. And she went ahead and did what she needed to do. But yeah, I mean, it's no Before He Cheats, which is, I love that song still. Yeah,
well, we also can't say just because it's
Sorry.
A new Carrie Underwood,
Sorry,
we can't
Joe.
Be like, hey,
I'm
it's not like her
it.
Best ever
well,
song.
No,
it's not even, but it's not, it doesn't even have to be that good. It's, I'm just, we're just using that as an
but
example
that, like,
of like,
but like
the,
Jason said, like
detail.
you felt that song, like you believed her in that song. I don't necessarily believe her in this song.
And that's another storyteller song.
Yeah.
And this is one that just doesn't tell as
and
clean
it may be
cut
because
of a story.
It's a little too vague.
Yeah.
Like there's not just one story that she's telling, but yeah. I
can see that. I do wish she would go into more detail on the cigarettes, like what brand, how much did the pack cost?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Did she roll it herself? Stuff like that.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, maybe not.
What kind of cigarettes are you
talking
about,
This isn't a rap
Joe?
Song. What? This isn't a rap song, all right?
All right, well, I'm still putting some support behind it. Carrie Underwood, Smoke Break. I think even if it...
You
I
didn't
think,
say it was trash, Joe.
No,
we
it's
just, you know.
Just trashing it.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's listen to it. So Carrie Underwood, Smoke Break.
It's hard to be a good wife and a good mom and a good Christian. She said I don't drink, but sometimes I need a stiff drink. Sipping from a highball glass, let the world fade away. She said I don't smoke.
All right, That was the new Carrie Underwood. Next up, we've got another Erica track. Let's look at Majid Jordan.
Yeah. Okay, how can you say Majid Jordan right, but not Tamia right? It still breaks my heart.
I don't know. Sorry.
Trish, our coworker Trish, said that one of her songs sounds like Carly Rae Jepsen, and I was like, no, but yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry, but go ahead. Joke.
So song is called Learn from the Other. That was really all I added before I was gonna toss it to you.
So I really like this song. It reminds me of Years and Years. I feel like Eyes Shut is a song that I think of Years and Years that reminds me of this song. So Majid Jordan, like, they have, I don't know, their sound kind of varies depending on who they work with, like with Drake or just solo or other artists, but they have, like, sometimes they have a little bit of a more reggae sound to them, more R&B, and this just sounds a little bit more like pop, and I think it's a little different for them, but the similarities to Years and Years kind of drew me towards the song, and I mean, I think it also shows that they have potential to, like, do different things besides, like, Hold On, We're Going Home, and stuff like that, so.
Yeah. It's funny because, oh, I'm sorry. Cut you off.
I was going to say, I should say that they wrote that song for Drake.
Yeah. It's funny because I liked this song, this new song, so much that I went ahead and went back to their old, like, the last song they put out in July with Drake, and I forget the name. I think it's called, like, In Love, it might be.
I don't know. It wasn't too long ago, right?
Yeah, it was, like, a month and a half ago, and I really disliked that song. I was like, ooh, this song is not. What the heck?
They kind of, I don't know if they, it's almost as if they, like, mold to who they're working with or that type of song.
Yeah, it's strange because you figure that they link back up with Drake, and even though they're in front of the featured sign now, that it would still be that kind of Hold On, We're Going Home magic, and it just fizzled completely. Meanwhile,
Hold On, I'm Coming Home? Hold On, We're Going Home. Why can't I remember?
We're Going Home.
Oh, yeah, going home.
Okay. What did I say? Did I say it
no,
wrong?
I would know. We were right. For a second, I doubted myself, and then I doubted you. And
yeah, I doubt myself all the time.
Okay.
But, yeah, this new song is very sensual, and it's very just – it just pulls you in with it. Like, from, like, the first 30 seconds, I was like, all right, cool, I'm hooked. And it's strange because I feel like we don't really get a sense of who they are yet just because based on what they put out. But I hope that this is sort of the next step for them and they kind of draw upon this and don't necessarily need, like, Drake to springboard them into whatever they're doing next. I really, really recommend this song. It's awesome.
That's a good point. I hope they do hone in, like, on this sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised how much I liked this song. From what I've heard in the past, aside from, you know, Hold On, We're Going Home.
Yes, okay.
Technically, it's Going.
Going Home.
Going.
Aside from that, I wasn't, like, that into what I'd heard, but I just, like, this is so much of what I like. Like, it's a throwback 80s, like, synthy ballad, but it's not overproduced.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that each of the each of the instruments going on here, you can hear it, like, fairly individually. Like, they're very separately mixed. And you can kind of, like, you listen to the song and you can tell every instrument happening. Like, there's no point where it all sounds kind of like a general, like, synth mush, which, you know, sometimes sounds good. Mm-hmm. But I think there's something nice about, like, the direct simplicity of this. Like, it sounds like people with a couple different Rolands could have made this in their, like, basement or something. So it's interesting, and it's, you know, it's kind of almost like a lo-fi sort of R&B synth thing that you're not hearing a ton of these days. You hear a lot of synth-influenced R&B, but I'd say it tends to be, like, more polished. So I really dug it and was totally surprised by the direction it went in.
I chose a winner.
Yeah.
So,
well done.
Yeah, you're going on a high note here. Yes.
Big one.
So let's listen to it. It's Majid Jordan, Learn From Each Other. And this is just, is this on as a project or do we know what?
We don't know. They premiered it on OVO Sound Beats.
Oh, right. Yeah. I would say, and also just the title of this song is something that we do on this podcast. We learn from each other.
Or at least we used to until someone
I guess
became Rookie of
Joe
the Year.
And I guess Joe and I still have much to learn.
All right. Go we keep going.
Maybe you can like write in a recommendation every now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What if I tweet and you ignore it? Whenever you're like,
that would be pretty.
That'll
funny.
Probably happen.
Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to it. Learn from each other. That you don't want to change. We can only learn from each other. And we can only grow here. All right, that was the new Majid Jordan, Erica's final Must Hear Music.
Oh, guys. Should have chosen Adele song.
Well, speaking of which, let's do the. You want to do the throwback? What is it called?
Yeah. So we got the Must Hear throwback track.
And no respect. Okay, go ahead.
I have to admit, every week I never prepare for these, and I just hope I'm going to remember something mid podcast.
Though it's like a little freestyle for the first
time. And nothing's popping to mind. So since it's your last one, do you have anything?
No,
you
Jason
wanna?
Was going to pick.
Do you oh, have one, I was going to let you pick.
I don't know.
All right. Well, my throwback track. is a song that is very near and dear to my heart, as well as Erica's heart. It's called Someone Like You by Adele. Number one hit on the Hot 100 chart in 2011.
Do people know your theory that I only listen to, which is true, I only listen to probably like 3 or 4 artists, yep. which include Adele.
Which is great that you
Kanye, Drake, and Sam Smith, pretty much. So this pick makes sense.
Yeah, 2011 is the year that Erica joined Billboard. 2011 is also the year that Adele released the album 21. Was it a coincidence? Of course it was not.
ridiculous.
And now, old friend, as you settle down at Rookie.
I cry very easily.
I've heard that your dreams have come true.
I'm gonna cry. Go ahead.
But does Rookie feel for the way that Billboard feels for you?
This is the first time I've cried on a podcast.
She really is crying. This is...
I don't know if it's tears of laughter or like sadness.
It's probably both. That's what Adele does.
Oh my God, that is true. It's the Adele effect. Okay.
You know what? If you haven't listened to Adele, Someone Like You in a while,
I don't even talk to me.
Put it back on. But I think I speak for Joe and myself when I say that the Must Hear Music podcast will never find someone like you.
That was
so ridiculous.
That was so beautiful, Jason.
Let's thank are we, you. Are we going to listen to it or no?
No, I don't think we can get all the rights to that one. All right. But you can go listen to it, or maybe you can't because it's not on Spotify. So. I don't know. You probably have it downloaded. So
Erica really is crying, by the way, which is great.
Tear-inducing. Legitimately tear-inducing.
It's Adele. It's not you.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Okay. No, I thought it was the poetry of Jason. I like what he did with that.
That last part.
Yeah. All right. That was all me. Those are my original words, which is crazy.
So that's this week's Must Hear throwback track. And some point in the not too far future, Erica will be a Must Hear throwback on this podcast.
That's so true.
That's kind of weird. Okay, sorry.
All right. Let's everyone have a good cry and then move on to the last choice, which is actually surprisingly upbeat. So maybe that's good or just totally inappropriate. So we've got Becky G, Break a Sweat.
Yeah.
So this is a Jason pick, so I'm going to toss it to him. But I have to, okay. I just my thought on this quick is I feel like this was made explicitly for people to listen to like on their gym and workout playlist.
Oh my gosh, I totally thought I thought that I want to go like what's that called? I forgot what. But I totally want to go and I don't go to the gym. But I wanted to go to the gym when I heard this song.
Yeah. So, can I be real with you guys for a second?
Oh jeez.
Always.
I feel like I'm like a pretty big Becky G fan. Like I was like listening. I listened to Break a Sweat.
How did this happen?
Obviously, I loved Shower last year. Great song. And I listened to Break a Sweat. I loved it. And then I listened to Can't Stop Dancing. It came up next on Spotify. And I love that too. And I was like, Becky G is like low key sort of amazing. So anyway, Break a Sweat. Great new song from Becky G. She is just like. You know, it's funny because she doesn't have an album yet. I feel like we're still sort of getting to know her personality as a vocalist, as a pop performer. she kind of does like the rapping a little bit on the shower and then can handle the hook, and does something along the same effect here. But I just feel like she has been blessed with some really amazing hooks so far in her career. Like, it's only been a couple singles, and that's not to say all of her singles are amazing, but like, she has like three really quality songs right now. So I co-sign Becky G, Break a Sweat.
Yeah, I was surprised how much I liked this. I guess I've liked her stuff in the past, but I mean, this is like a really promising song.
Yeah,
like, she just brings
good.
So much energy to it. Like, and it's kind of like the approach is like a sing-along, like, Iconopop Charlie XCX
exactly.
thing that a lot of people are doing, but I feel like she's bringing like way more energy and enthusiasm to that than a lot of other people who have tried aping that. So I'm really digging it, and I agree, I would work out to this song.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can like hear this song in like commercials, like
yeah.
Nike.
The highest compliment
are, like,
possible.
Listen, you made it, Becky G. But she had like, remember she had like the weirdest rollout, because it would only be, I'd only be knowing that like J-Lo co-signed her and like that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Becky from the block.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, what's going on with this girl? And then all of a sudden she'd like release singles. And so when it's weird to hear that she doesn't have an album, because I feel like she's been out
for a very long time.
But I think
I
it's because of like the co-signs and the singles and like
yeah.
some commercial stuff. But yeah, this is like a great song. I'm really excited about
it. Wow, I'm so happy you guys are on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
and
the Becky G revolution.
What's nice too is even though her and Austin might have split,
I know.
That they both have great singles. They're Austin's Dirty Work.
Yeah, that's true.
Becky's Break
a
Sweat.
They're going to be okay.
They're going to be okay, guys.
Yeah. All right.
So let's listen to it. Becky G, Break a Sweat.
Never.
All right. I mean, I don't want to bring it to an end, but
it
is what it is.
It's been too much for me, guys. I can't even believe I
must
really cried.
Must cry music.
The must sob sobcast. I don't know. I'm genuinely like, I'm blue. I'm down.
Aww.
It's very.
Yeah, we're all
I'm sad that you're leaving, but obviously you're
going
to have a good time or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
Get out of here.
You're going to have a good time or something.
Whatever.
Is an amazing send off.
I prefer Jason's speech
yeah,
than
Jason's
yours.
Yeah, Jason's a lot nicer.
Yes,
no,
but
you will be missed. Is as about emotional as I want to get
all
around
right.
this
wow.
podcast.
We'll leave it to drinks.
We're
going to tell the
we're
truth.
We're going to miss you.
To say
and
more.
You are irreplaceable, so we're not going to replace
you.
You
are replaceable.
No, that would
no,
be.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait till
so
I leave.
Next time we do the podcast, we're just going to toss to you and then have like 2 minutes of silence.
Can we
honor.
Imitate you on the podcast?
No,
that's
not
probably
nice.
A good idea.
Can we be like, can we? Oh, actually, Erica never left.
That's gonna
hey
be
guys.
Me. No, because you're gonna like laugh some sort of way, and I'm gonna get sad.
We could probably take old audio from you talking about other songs and just cut
oh
it into.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. More
yeah.
work for
maybe people
Jess.
Will never know.
That would be awesome. Just be like, and let's kick it to Erica. I love Adele. Oh, wow. Interesting. Totally unprompted. Very surprising. I love
all
this Drake
right,
song.
Both of you.
All right. Wow. We're not even talking about Drake. Wow. Very interesting.
All right. Erica, do you have any parting words for Must Hear Music Land?
No. Yes.
Well,
I mean, I really do like have fun on this. On this podcast. I'm going to be sad to not be. Like, you know, on the next upcoming episodes. I don't know what to say. I feel it's sad. It's a sad time. But you guys will do fine without me. Don't worry. I'll
I mean,
come back
worried,
and
but...
talk about Adele. Oh my God, when
you
Adele's.
Really can come
if you don't have me on this podcast, when Adele's album comes out.
Don't point at me. It's on my podcast.
I feel like that's true. So.
All right. We'll see if
I
we can pull
here.
Some strings, get you in.
Yeah, to get you in the visitor
but no,
system.
I appreciate everyone that like listens to this, and especially to hear my beautiful voice. But yeah, well, I'll be okay. I'll be back.
All right. Well,
yay.
Thank you for Woo. Listening, and Erica, thank you for everything you've done on this podcast for a little over a year now.
So make me cry.
And I mean, thanks, Jason. But you know,
I'll be.
You'll
back.
Be here next week. All right. Well, we'll
Bye.
See you guys later.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.